Coming up this Friday, December 6th, is Handmade Arcade at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. There's a preview on December 6th. It's an early bird night from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And then on December 7th, Saturday, there is a whole day, starting with an early birdie time at 10 o'clock and then continuing until 7 p.m. Handmadearcade.org is where you can get additional information. It's just what it sounds like, except even better. There are over 200 people that make handmade items that you might find of interest. There's a hands-on activity area. And one thing we wanted to call attention to is the fact that there are youth makers that are a part of things. And we have four here with us this morning. And I'm going to ask you just if you would each introduce yourself. Let us know your age, where you go to school, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to make it. If anybody brought you here, or if you just want to acknowledge anybody. And Jasmere, should we start with you?
Yes, my name is Jasmere, and my age is 13, and the school that I go to is Provident Charter School.
And where is Provident located?
It's in Troy Hills.
And you're from Verona?
Yes.
Excellent. Any shout-outs at all?
No.
Excellent. Let's meet who's sitting next to you.
Hello, my name is Zaire. I go to Pittsburgh Obama. I'm a senior. I'm 17. And it's located in East Liberty.
Excellent. And you're from Stanton Heights, I understand?
Yes.
And who do we have next to you?
Hi, my name is Danielle. I'm 17. I go to Belle Vernon Area High School. And I'd like to thank my dad for bringing me here today.
Excellent. There he is. I see him out there. Do you have a little brother here?
No, that's not.
Who's got a little brother? I see somebody who looks. Oh, maybe it's your. Do you have a little brother?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought. I see him there behind you. And I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Jesse Summer. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Peters Township High School.
And have you guys met each other before today?
So, a little bit.
A little bit. So you're finding out about yourselves, too. So each of you have something or some things, we haven't had a chance to talk, that you've made that you are going to have available at Handmade Arcade. And I am just itching to find out what they are. And I think I'm going to go to Jesse first, just because you've got hardware in front of you here. What are these things that you have?
So this is a meat fork for grilling. Like for barbecuing.
Wow, can I see?
Yeah.
So this is, looks like it's made out of iron.
Steel, yeah.
It is steel. There are real sharp points at the end. That's about a foot long or so. You made this?
Yes, sir.
How did you make this?
I start with, that came from a flat stock steel. And then there's just a variety of operations you do in order to get the finished product, like splitting and twisting and drawing out.
So you must have to picture a ruler, okay, if you're wondering what this looks like. Picture a ruler. It's about the length of that and the width of it, but it's steel. You must have to heat this to move it around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you – like, do you have the equipment at home, or how do you do this?
Yeah, so I actually bought a coal forge this year. I saved up cutting grass for about a year, and then I finally I bought one earlier this spring, and I've been working on that.
So is that outside, I guess?
Yeah, I have it set up in my backyard.
And so this is amazing to me. So it's a coal forge. You put coal in it. You burn it. What temperatures does the furnace get up to?
I think
it must be really hot.
Yeah, it can melt that steel pretty easily.
Wow.
And
that's amazing. What made you interested in doing this?
Well, I went to a one-night class at a place called Touchstone Center for Crafts, and then I really was interested in it, so I started trying to do it at my house a little bit in just a regular campfire, and it didn't work very well, but it was enough to keep me interested.
Yeah, the campfire, you learned you needed to get hotter, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, what's the other utensil that you have there? Those look like tongs?
This is actually...
Oh, I see it better now.
It's for, poking the coals in a charcoal grill.
And then you've got a couple smaller items. These are all, by the way, like wrought black steel. They look like iron. What are those?
These are both bottle openers.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is it hard to know exactly what the right turn is to make it work on a bottle?
A little bit. It took me some time to figure it out at first, but I've made quite a few of them now, so I've got it down pretty well.
How long have you been doing this?
About 2 years now.
Do any of you have any questions about this? I'm pretty fascinated.
I just think it's really cool.
Yeah, I just can't imagine having a furnace, a coal furnace,
exactly.
to do that.
Yeah.
What gave you, it was the Touchstone class that got you interested.
Yeah, so I made a hook there, and I liked it. And so, like I said, then I tried it at my house some. And then 1 year later, I went to a whole week-long class at Touchstone, and that I made a lot of stuff there. I made one of these, actually. It was not very good, but it was a start. And then I really liked it after that.
Have any of your friends showed an interest in learning how to do this?
A little bit, yeah.
It's amazing to look at those. Do you have to have an anvil and a hammer to do that as well? So you're almost like a blacksmith?
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Absolutely.
There in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, there are a couple of blacksmiths that are giving classes, and people are coming from all over the country to learn from these guys. You might want to check it out. I'm sure if you just Google Johnstown blacksmith, it'll come up. I can't remember their names, but they have done this their whole lives, and they want to teach other people the craft. Wow, that's incredible. Who wants to go next? Everyone's looking at each other. Why don't we hear from Jasmine next? And I know you brought something I saw.
Yeah. So what I make is t-shirts for kids, dogs, and cats. And my newest product is dog coats that I actually sew.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I love this dog. So this is a coat?
Yes.
You've made this coat?
Yes.
Wow. Can I take it off? So there's a little Velcro seal, which is good because dogs often come in half sizes and you never know. Oh, this is really very cute. Turquoise and lavender, and what's the fabric? It's a nice...
I forget, but...
It's kind of fuzzy on the... It's almost like
fleece,
a quilt.
Fleece, yeah, fleece.
Yeah, yeah, it's fleece, and both sides look great, the front and the back, and you can put this on your pet to keep your pet warm. I got his... Does this dog have a name?
No.
This one here. We have a dog that is a model for this. What gave you the idea to do this as your business?
When I was 7 years old, I made t-shirts for my dog so me and him can match, and then I got into a pop-up shop and I started doing it for other dogs.
That's incredible. And how are they selling?
Good.
Yeah. I would imagine. Do you have a website where people can look at these? You can give it if you'd
It's Kin of Duncan, K-I-N of Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
So Kin of Duncan.
Yes.
And does that have significance? That's a great name, actually. Kin of Duncan.
Well, Duncan is actually my mom's last name. And when I was in third grade, we were doing like a kingdom project. And then Kin came up. And for a business name, I was thinking that Kin can be one of my business names.
What a great... idea. And there are, I see a lot of dogs that end up, you know, it's helpful for them. I can't imagine a cat. Does a cat wear these?
There's sometimes, yeah.
I could see that. We have a brand new kitten and we're trying to Kittens are tough. We're trying to teach it as best we can. After having an elderly but lovable cat, we're forgetting what kittens need. A kitten, this would probably last, well, it would last a long time. It's very well made,
yes.
But it wouldn't stay on our kitten very long, but maybe on a cat. That's beautiful. Are you branching out and doing any other kinds of clothes for either different animals or for babies or people?
Well, I make t-shirts for kids, so I do them for kids and adults. And then my newest project is Paw Balm for dogs' paws.
Oh.
It's like a moisturizer.
I was reading about, because again, with the kitten, I got interested in paws. I was looking at George's little paws, and paws are really sensitive.
Yes.
And you can bring a lot of relief to a dog with that. You must really like animals.
Yeah, I have one.
What do you have?
I have a dog.
Does he model for you?
Sometimes. He's a little bit too hyper.
What's your dog's name?
Kendrick.
That's great. What a great idea. Who taught you how to sew?
Well, I took a sewing class. I cut and sew, and then I really got interested. So then I took a class on making dog coats, and then now I'm doing them by myself.
Amazing. That's Jasmere Bates, who is 13. And I should have asked earlier, should have taken a minute to ask Jesse, is there a website that you've put out for what you're making?
No, but I do have an Instagram.
Oh, excellent.
So I've got a business card here.
So you can look for Jesse. What is your Instagram?
JesseSummer_blacksmithing.
Jesse Summer. And that's Summer, SOMMER, _ blacksmithing.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see both Jesse as well as Jasmere and the two other makers we're going to talk to in a second. You'll be able to catch them at Handmade Arcade, which is December 6th and 7th coming up, handmadearcade.org for details. And Zaire, let's learn what you're making. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So I am working in conjunction with two other people. I'm working with my friend Talib Smith. He's also a senior at Obama, and Oliver Blackstock, also a senior at Obama. Talib, he is making a Dead Boy clothing line. It's called Dead Boy. And Oliver is making a chain jewelry line called Scorched Earth. And we're working under the same name called Semi Perfect. So Dead Boy, Talib says that he initially, when he made the name, he didn't really have a thought to it, but after a while he finally formulated like a meaning behind the dead and Dead Boy, and he told me it means don't excuse abrupt decisions. Basically, he said he made the brand name on impulse and like basically made it like with just a passion and just rolled with it. And he's basically saying that he doesn't want people to just excuse decisions that were made quickly, or because sometimes those are the best decisions that are made. And, you know, passionately, of course, but also abruptly.
So the decisions that you sometimes make in an instant actually can have a lot of enduring and long-lasting properties to them.
Yes.
Either, who knows, you might have been actually making that decision for a whole lifetime. It just appears to be instant.
Exactly.
When it isn't. That's deep. I like that. And so what is the other, you mentioned Dead Boys, there was another brand I
heard. So Oliver, he's making chain mail jewelry, and it's called Scorched Earth. And he got the name basically because he has like this hypothetical like story. Basically, in a post-apocalyptic society in which, like, let's say like years down in the future, if there's a post-apocalyptic society, he wanted to make a jewelry that you could like potentially make from anything that you could find. Like he always gives like the story, like you could go into like a building and like rip out a copper wire and make jewelry out of it. And basically he's saying that he wants to make jewelry that's kind of primitive and sort of simple, but still has meaning. So he makes a jewelry out of like chain, aluminum, and things such as that. I wish I had a piece right now, but he makes a jewelry out of chain, bracelets, necklaces, and he's just started to make earrings as well.
So it's all upcycled material,
yes.
I guess, or upcycled. Where does he get his materials? Does he is he constantly just on the lookout for stuff?
Some of it, like that's where a lot of his material comes from. Like not saying that like he just goes on the streets and looks for stuff, but he has people that like, you know, they don't want a piece of like necklace that like came off and broke. He'll take that and he'll reuse that. He'll just find what's it called, steel wire or wires that he can like shape and mold into bracelets such as that.
He should. I'll bet Jesse has a lot of scrap he could use. Do you have scrap from your work, you know?
Not sure that I would have anything small enough for jewelry.
That would be like a big item. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And what is, did you mention Dead Boy, is that shirts?
Yeah, so initially the whole idea was for him to make shirts and hoodies and stuff like that. However, at Handmade Arcade, he will only be selling mugs, prints of his artwork, and bandanas.
And first of all, you'd be a great marketing or business person just based on the way you're describing all of this. Are you making either of those products? Are you all supporting one another? I just want to be sure I understand how you come in, Zaire.
So basically right now, I'm personally not making any pieces, but I am working in conjunction with them, and we're working under the same brand name. So it's going to be a Dead Boy clothing line and then a Scorched Earth jewelry line underneath the name of Semi Perfect, which is the whole brand name that we're working under.
That's fascinating. Now, you're a senior this year.
Yes.
What do you think you're going to do after you leave Pittsburgh, Obama?
Well, I do plan on going to college. I want to be an architect. So I plan on studying architecture in college. But when it comes to business-wise, I do want to continue making. I want to make something of my own eventually, and then also still work in conjunction with them if it's possible. But I am right now working in conjunction with them to further their success and hopefully get the ball rolling for them, even because we're all seniors and we're all going, you know, to college potentially. So hopefully this will be a spark that will carry them on and carry us on.
So you have a million things to choose from that you could be doing with your spare time, and your time, it's precious for all of you, but Pittsburgh Obama is a particularly challenging program with the International Baccalaureate program that's there. Mm-hmm. What made you choose this?
What made me choose Pittsburgh Obama or just...
Oh, I'm sorry. To do this in the time you've got.
Well, yeah, so...
I mean, you could be doing... Maybe you are, but I mean, you could be doing sports. You could be doing all sorts of different things, but you're putting a lot of time into this.
So I am doing a lot. I do play sports. I play volleyball. Also am in like a youth of government program. In addition to doing this, I do a lot, basically. And I feel like even though I'm doing a lot at Pittsburgh Obama and like due to the IB program, I still feel like I need a source to exercise my creativity, because I also do music as well. So I'm doing a lot of things at once, but this is another way for me to exercise my creativity and to make sure that even though I'm taking the IB program, make sure that that program doesn't like weigh me down and constrict me in any way.
Yeah, I felt very much like you at that period of my life. I liked just about everything and wanted to be well-rounded. Danielle, tell me about what you brought.
So my business is called Scapa Turnings, and I make hand-turned pens, pencils, seam rippers, and other things.
So let me... Oh my. So here is...
if you pull out the ends.
Is that wood?
Yes. It's Purple Heart.
That's gorgeous. So... this looks, did you do this on, it's hand turning, so was it like a hand turned lathe?
A lathe, yeah.
Wow. And what I'm looking at is about the width or the diameter of a pen or a pencil, maybe about 3/4 of an inch. And you've, we'll get pictures of all these products and put them up on our Facebook page, but you've made, it's so smooth. And then one side...
And then that goes back in.
Yeah, what is... what?
So it's a seam ripper.
Oh, okay. You can tell. So you would know what this is immediately, is a seam ripper. I've never encountered a seam ripper before. And then the other side...
It's just a bigger end.
Oh, a bigger... So how cool. This is really beautiful. And you could put other implements in here if you wanted. And I just realized with the seam ripper, the idea is you turn it around.
Yeah.
What a great design. And Can people find these online?
Yeah, I have a website, skapaturnings.com, S-K-A-P-A.
S-K-A-P-A. Can I see, is that a pen?
Yeah.
These are gorgeous. So this pen, I have seen pens before.
They twist. Yeah.
So you twist to write with it. This would really be a fine gift for somebody. And it's how does a hand, so you turn the lathe, it's literally, or is it a motor?
It's motor.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it a small lathe?
It's a mini lathe, and it turns up to about 4,000 RPMs.
Wow. That would be really cool. So we've gone to a coal-fired backyard furnace to a mini lathe. And how do you keep the dust and stuff down?
I usually just put a vacuum on while I'm turning, and it carries most of the dust away.
What a great idea. Do any of you have questions of each other based on what you've seen that you'd like to ask? I want to be sure we satisfy that.
I feel like I did have a question for her. Do you make, what's it called, the clothes for dogs, like bigger dogs?
Yeah, dogs. Okay. I have a bigger dog, so yeah.
Okay. So do you have to, more constructions with bigger dogs? Like, is it a lot more difficult?
It's more difficult because I have to sew it, so it's, more longer, okay. And then the pins are poking me on my arms, my legs, and stuff, so yeah.
That's Jasmine with her line of shirts for dogs. Did anybody else want to ask anybody anything? Lately, I've been having fun with this one wish question, so I'm going to ask if each of you could make one change, immediately in the world, what it might be. You don't have to think too hard. How does it go? Decisions, what's the dead acronym before?
Excuse abrupt decisions.
Don't excuse abrupt decisions. So. Yes. If you could make a change in the world, any idea of what change you might make?
That's a good question.
It's hard when you only have one.
Exactly. There's so much to change. I say that I'd want to change probably any racial tension in the world. I know there's a lot of problem with that in Pittsburgh and even just regular cities. As well, so any racial tension or basically problems around racial injustice, especially with the police and stuff like that.
Anybody else have one? That's a tough question to come out of the blue.
Yeah,
are you thinking, Danielle? I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
I'm not sure. There's so much, like you said, there's a lot to change and. It's hard to choose one.
I'll choose one. My wish today is that people will learn about your products and about what you're doing. And also remember that for each of the four people we talked to this morning, there are thousands of others who, not to make you feel less special, but there's thousands of others. We have here Jasmine in sixth grade all the way up to Zaire in 12th grade. That are creating and making and coming up with great ideas. When you see them, consider them, and think about what they have to offer. That would be my wish, is that you don't judge anybody based on the age they are or what they look like. I want to thank all of you for being here. Anybody else have anything they meant to say or wanted to say?
I guess I didn't get to plug, at least, Talib's Dead Boy line.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He does have an Instagram. It's official Dead Boy One, on Instagram. And, Oliver right now doesn't have an Instagram, but, we're posting in conjunction with each other's at the moment. So.
Excellent. And look for them at Handmade Arcade. You can learn more at handmadearcade.org. Friday night and then Saturday, this coming Friday, December 6th, and Saturday, December 7th. Thanks to Jennifer Barron for helping to coordinate everything.